Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. It's week 11. The Eagles at 5-5 will be looking to secure first place in the NFC East as the Washington Redskins come to town.
On today's show, we'll see how a simple formula leads the Eagles to victory over the Green Bay Packers.
And we'll see why this Washington Redskins team is a much different one than the Eagles faced in week one.
And as he does each and every week, head coach Chip Kelly will join me right here at the top of the show to break down some tape of their victory against the Green Bay Packers. Eagles game plan starts right now. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Mike Quick and Ike Reese. And guys, let's take a look back at the victory in Lambeau Field against the Packers. It was a complete team victory. Mike, I'll start with you here, man. What jumped out at you? What stood out at you, Baldy, about that performance?
Listen, a couple of weeks ago, Ike Reese talked about this team being more explosive, getting more big plays down the field. And we saw that. But I tell you the thing that stuck out most to me was the 17-play drive with 9 minutes, 32 seconds left on the clock, that was huge. Mm-hmm. Being able to close out a football game like that, you've got to be able to close out games in the National Football League. It wasn't done any better at any time than it was on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought this would be the best running game they faced since the opening week against the Redskins. And this Eagles defense, it just keeps amazing me every week. They've gotten better each week. You look at what they've done the first month of the season, giving up over 30 points a game. The last 5 or 6 weeks of the season, they haven't given up over 21, and you have to love the way that they're flying around to the football. When you fly around to the football the way this team is, you're going to create turnovers, you're going to get big hits, and that's what this Eagles defense is doing now.
Ike, from the day that Chip Kelly arrived here in Philadelphia, he's really been preaching the basics. Run the football, stop the run. I thought both those were evident Sunday against Green Bay.
That's right, Baldy, and against the best rushing team they faced all year, it was very evident from the opening series this defense came to play. It's 1st and 10, and the Packers are going to run a stretch play to the outside. They'll be pulling the front side guard, a play they've had success with all season long. At the snap, we see Najee Good get up the field to attack the pulling guard and get a piece of the tackle along the way. On the outside, you see Trent Cole doing a great job setting the edge, funneling everything back inside towards his help. DeMeco Ryans is there waiting and makes as good of a form tackle as you'll see in the National Football League, taking rookie running back Eddie Lacy down for a 2-yard loss. This defensive front seven has been in sync for the last several weeks, especially versus the run, and will face another stiff test this week against the Washington Redskins.
It is 2nd down and 9. Foles under center this time. Slot to the near side. Foles fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is floating it to Riley Cooper. Inside the 10. In for a touchdown. Riley Cooper, as there was a breakdown in the Packers' secondary, and Cooper hauled in a 32-yard touchdown.
Joining me as he does every week, head coach Chip Kelly. Chip, let's look at, we could take the entire game and break every play down, but let's just take 4 or 5 plays here, and let's kind of examine just the ins and outs of it here, because this is a touchdown throw to Riley Cooper, and we've seen this route combination before with different personnel off different play action, whatever, but why don't you just take us through what we have here, this 32-yard touchdown to Riley Cooper.
Yeah, we run a lot of naked and drag routes with our inside receiver, and obviously we have a play action pass going here. We're going to clear with the outside receiver, and then Riley's going to start like he's running the crossing route. Quarterback with the action is going to start a roll, and it looks like we're just throwing your traditional naked route where we're throwing and trying to bring everybody over to Deshaun. But when we get right near the hash, Riley's going to break his route off and then come back out. Tight end's going to go on the backside and protect, and then the running back is going to be in the flats over here, and the quarterback's just really going 1, 2, 3 in terms of his progression. Nick does a great job with his eyes. One of the keys to our play action is our offensive line's been outstanding with protection in terms of keeping the quarterback clean. And most times when you're moving in the direction we're going, everybody's working in this direction, and we're all kind of rolling out and looking to throw back over here, and it's just kind of a throwback play for us that's been real successful for us this season.
But is Nick reading the safety here, Coach?
Yeah, he's reading the safety to start. And as I said, he's really starting here, so he's on 1. So if he can throw the ball over the top, he's going
to
try to throw
the ball
over the
top. Because you threw it over the top to Deshaun in the same formation, same concept last week against Oakland. So, I mean, really, if he squats here,
then we're going over the top. So it's really the progression is he's here for 1, and then 2, if for some reason there's some noise in anybody underneath it, then the running back after the fake is into the flats, and it's just a 3-level read for us.
You call it noise?
Noise.
I like that. Okay. Okay, so here it is. You're going to drag Brent Celek across the formation here. That's not an easy block right there because you're really on an island here coming across. But then just the run action right here really kind of bottles everybody up, and it gives Nick a clean pocket.
And it starts at the beginning. We're doing a great job just running the football. And this is our traditional zone play with LeSean coming on to the left side here and then Brent sealing it on the backside. So it looks just like one of our run plays traditionally, and you get everybody moving in the right direction. And if you get them to commit to the run, then now it's really just one-on-one on the perimeter.
Late in the game here, Coach, obviously this had to be a great source of pride. The 17-play, 75-yard drive to finish it out. I don't know the last time you went 17-75 and just ran the clock out for 9.5 minutes.
You know, we can attack across the front, you know, okay. And I still think we're in two tight ends on this side, so there's some concerns from a passing standpoint, but we're heavy run over here with both our tackles over here. So kind of how the defense deploys, you get them to kind of settle down a little bit.
So you're unbalanced right here. You got Alan Barber play great in place of Jason Peters over here, but you really don't have tendencies here because you run away from that, you run to it. So if you're a defense right now, if you're the Packers looking at this, I mean, Nick Perry doesn't really know right now if you're going to it. He's got to play the play.
He does have to play the play. And then the other aspect is with two tight ends over here, your secondary support's on this side. So we have no support over there to the over-tackle side.
Okay.
Because they don't have it, there's no reason to cover over here. So with two receivers here and then one receiver split wide, we're really in a trips formation with a three surface side away from it.
Todd Harriman's right here. They're going to get a run through here by Brad Jones. Mm-hmm. And his ability to come back and throw a chicken wing on him and just kind of pick him off allows Bryce to get to this corner pretty clean.
He does a great job. We're trying to run an outside play, so obviously their angles of departure have to be to get, most of the time, the linebacker's running over the top.
Mm-hmm.
They need to feel the down guy and see the linebacker, and it's not a pretty look, but as long as he can get a piece and stop the run through, we've got three defenders on the right side of the play. We have three hats for three defenders. When we can control the edge like that with our tackles, then it gives us an opportunity. And Bryce can really run in or out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an opportunity to take what the defense gives us. And we got to the corner. And then the big part about this whole thing is we literally talked about this 2 days before the game with our guys about four-minute offense. Even though there's 5 minutes to go in the game, the valuable time that Bryce saves on the clock here by not going out of bounds, by putting himself in a situation where you watch him turn his shoulder, square it up, come back in. Now it's second and two, but the clock is running.
Let's talk about this interception here by D'Amico Ryans, because it's a play, Coach, that I think you really got to connect the dots on. There's an awful lot of things that have to happen for him to be able to fall back and get this tipped interception.
Yeah, and no one knows any of this when you just kind of see it from the outside. An outstanding play by him. But it starts with Connor Barwin.
No question.
Because the quarterback wants to throw the ball to the right. One of the things that our outside linebackers have to do is be able to disrupt routes. It's a timing offense. As these receivers are trying to depart on their routes, you watch what Connor does and causes a collision, which automatically, as the quarterback takes his first step and is looking this way, this side's already been canceled just because of the jam from Connor.
Well, he wants the flat route out here, and he doesn't let him get it. And so if we just play it to the point where this collision right here takes two receivers out, and I think it allows D'Amico to get his eyes back inside here a little bit quicker.
Yeah, D'Amico's mirroring the quarterback in this situation because we are in zone. So when this got eliminated and Tolzien's eyes come back here, D'Amico can now flip. Now, the next component that occurs here is just a great upfield rush from Trent. And Trent can force the quarterback, get into his upfield shoulder, and not let him set his feet and throw the ball on time, which flushes him. But when Trent on this combination comes here, we now got Vinny coming inside and then Damon Square wrapping around to not let the quarterback throw the ball. His combination is coming over here. The next component, as we keep going through this whole thing, is a great undercut by Kerry Williams, because he knows in this coverage he can undercut an in-breaking route to make the play on the ball. So now you've got what Connor did, what Trent did, how Square forced him to throw the ball, and then Kerry making a great break on the ball here in terms of tipping it. And then we always talk about running to the football.
Get to the football.
And then the job that D'Amico does to finish it, it's just great team defense right there.
It is, and none of these guys are in the stat column or anything like that for all the things that they did that allowed this to take place. But I see this trust in the defense, Chip, growing each and every week. I mean, they were gap sound last week against a good back. That type of hustle right there is a result of everybody doing their job to a T.
It is, and the other thing that was exciting for us as a staff is that you know, a lot of times people are happy with that.
Right.
You watch our guys automatically go into offensive mode.
Transition defense.
The next two bodies you're going to see is Clifton Gathers, and then you're going to see Vinny Curry, because we're trying to create even more. We're greedy. We don't want to just the interception.
Get to the sideline.
Let's see where we can get this thing returned. But you're watching a bunch of guys that understand what we're trying to do. They know we're trying to get it to the sideline. And when you just see the hustle and the effort from our two guys, besides Square and Trent, who forced the pass, you watch Clifton and Vinny come running into the screen, and it's exciting that they all understand what we're trying to get accomplished defensively and understand how they all fit in the scheme.
Coach, it was a complete game, and so it wasn't just offense, it wasn't just defense, it was also special teams as well. And you had a couple plays here where this guy right here, your former Oregon Duck, Jeff Mayo, makes a great tackle, but it's a result, really, of a lot of different guys right here. Colt Anderson and Casey here are going to cross stunt right here, try to confuse a little bit of their blocking scheme right now. But I think it's just technically sound, because you can practice this all you want, but to be able to keep that on the inside shoulder and keep that on the inside shoulder right here, it's a thing of beauty, really.
It is. Colt's playing at a very, very high level for us right now. And one of the things we realize with him, because of his speed, and we have speed at the five, is that when we can get Colt down the field clean, and what we talk about is cutting the play off, this return wants to come back out to the field.
But here's the wedge here.
Yeah, they're trying to come back out the field. It was great placement by Alex, and now Colt cuts this play off. You know, I think sometimes people will look at it, well, he didn't make the tackle. His job is to understand in the scheme where this thing is headed. And now, because of where we are, we've kicked the ball outside the hash. Mm-hmm. If our number five from this side can come down the field and cut the ball off and send it back to these four guys, and they do a great job of icing the football. Jeff's allowed to go attack it because he's a two. Mm-hmm. He knows he has a safety player that's behind him. Jeff needs to keep the ball on his outside shoulder so that the ball will fit what we call in the triangle. Najee does a great job buttoning, pressing right here, and escaping off the block in the right manner. And then you got James Casey coming right here. So they do a great job of understanding that if we all cover our lanes and Colt can cut it off, it's going to get forced back to us, and we need to be in position to make a play. And if Jeff didn't make the play, you'll see Boykin's ready to make the play and Najee's ready to make the play.
Coming up on the show, we'll take a look at the Washington Redskins on both sides of the ball. That and more when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
The Washington Redskins offense is a very difficult offense to prepare for and to defend. The main reason for that is there's so much action in the backfield, whether Robert Griffin is in the pistol or whether he's under center. Their play action game and run action game, where they really show hard run action, is very difficult. It's particularly difficult on second level defenders, linebackers, and a safety if he's down in the box. It causes sometimes paralysis where the players just don't move at all, uncertain as to what they're looking at, or it causes them to move in a false way where they respond with their eyes, but they're incorrect. And I want to show you a play that's from under center, not a pistol play, an under center play. This play is really intriguing against the Chargers 3-4 defense, just like the Eagles. On this given play, the Redskins have three tight ends on the field, two to the right and Reed to the left. What's really interesting here, look at the hard run action to the left. This looks like outside zone, one of the staples of the Redskins' run game. The offensive line moves in unison. Look at the second level players for the Chargers. Look at the linebackers react to the hard run action. Let's go back to the snap on this play, because now what you get in conjunction with this is you get the boot action by Robert Griffin coming out to his right after the fake to the left. But it's the route combination that's so critical here. This is exactly what the Redskins do out of multiple formations and multiple looks. They run a deep post corner. This time it's run by a tight end, Niles Paul, tight to the formation, but he eats up the corner and the deep safety. Then the other part of this, which is what they do all the time, Pierre Garçon, he runs a crossing route, and he's very good at this. It's a staple of what they do with the pass game. Remember what I said about the backfield action. You can see Eric Weddle, the safety, he's pointing. You can see Manti Te'o, the linebacker, he's pointing. because they're confused. They've reacted to the backfield action, and now they can't get to their pass coverage responsibilities. Off the boot action, Garcon is wide open. It's a 32-yard gain, an explosive pass play. So whether Robert Griffin is under center, whether he's in the pistol, whether it's one-back pistol, two-back pistol, three-back pistol with triple option elements, there's an awful lot that Billy Davis and the Eagles defense must prepare for against the Washington Redskins.
This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll take a look at how one single play has hurt the Redskins defense all season long, and it leads back to their week one loss against the Eagles. See how when Eagles game plan returns. Welcome back to Eagles game plan, and it's always been said that the NFL is a copycat league, and it's never more apparent than what the Eagles did in week one against the Redskins, as we saw this breakout play where it's really an inside zone fake to LeSean McCoy. It's a bubble screen on the outside, and it's a tight end pop pass here to Brent Celek. And Mike Vick is going to throw the pop here to Celek. Really, all he's doing is reading London Fletcher right here. London Fletcher kind of plays the inside zone. Celek breaks loose behind him. The Eagles had a great deal of success with this play on the opening Monday night game of the year, but that play now has surfaced in a lot of other areas. Let's take a look here at the Detroit Lions, because the Lions are going to run the same thing here, as they're going to give the ball on the inside zone to Joik Bell, and he's going to score a touchdown against the Washington Redskins. So the Redskins have seen this. They have yet to stop it. Joik Bell's going to take it right up the middle, going to finish this play into the end zone. And then the Chicago Bears came to Washington about a month ago, and Josh McCown at quarterback right now, going to be the same thing. Inside zone, bubble screen right here, tight end here, Martellus Bennett. And you're going to throw the ball right here to Bennett. This is going to put up their 40th point of the game against the Redskins. So the Redskins have yet to stop that play. If you're a betting man, I think you might see that play on Sunday against the Redskins. This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. The 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Guys, this is our final segment. We call it three and out. Our final thoughts as we get ready for the Washington Redskins. And Ike, I'll start with you here. Keys to an Eagle victory is?
Got to start with stopping number 10 for the Washington Redskins. I mean, the defense has done an outstanding job. But I don't think we've faced an offense that's clicking on all cylinders like this since they faced the Denver Broncos back in week four. RG3 is a much better quarterback than he was in the opening week. He is a definite dual threat once again. The Eagles defense will not only have to be prepared for RG3 in the passing game, but the running game as well.
It's so valuable to do just what Nick Foles has done, protecting the football. He hasn't given up the football, 16 touchdowns, no interceptions. He has to continue to spread the football around. When you've got Riley Cooper playing at the level he's playing, you can't double DeSean Jackson. Very difficult for a defense to stop this offense the way they're playing.
I'm really going to key in on the running backs in this game. I mean, LeSean McCoy got back on track last week. You can see what it did to this offense. And then Alfred Morris on the other side. I mean, these are the two key components here. Both teams want to run the ball and run it and run it. Which team can really get their running back going, I think, is going to be the key to this game. For Mike Quick and Ike Reese, I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be back here next week as we break down the game against the Washington Redskins. Eagles game plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.